Good evening, everybody. 6:04. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Monthly board meeting of the Odyssey Board of Directors, June 16th, 2021, it's 6:04. First order of business would be the Pledge Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So our first order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. Do you want to walk us through those, Ken? I think we have several of them.
Yep, I've got minutes from the meeting of April 21st. They were submitted to the board. Anybody have any adjustments or corrections? Can I get a motion to have them approved?
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, I've got the minutes from the meeting of May 19th. I did correct the dates from the version I sent out to the board earlier. That should be the only change. I also updated the high school student's name and the certification in the Greek program that Dr. Marina mentioned. So those are the changes. Can I get a motion?
I motion.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Any discussion? Excellent. Can I get a vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So minutes are approved. What's the next one that we have? We have two.
Next one, our short ones, minutes for the June 2nd meeting. They were submitted to the board. And no changes made to this one. Any corrections or updates? Can I get a motion?
Approve the minutes for June 2nd as presented.
Thank you.
Second that.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So June 2nd, then the last one is.
And finally, I've got the minutes for the board meeting on June 10th. A short one. No additions or changes.
I move to approve the minutes for June 10th.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, so minutes are approved. Ken, can you see about getting all those posted on the website?
I will do that.
Thank you. And do we have the corresponding audio for those? Is that posted already?
They have been posted, but I will make sure that they're all posted as well.
Thanks. Yeah, I think Sonny had done that yesterday or today. Okay. Next up is we're doing scholarships first. Okay, we'll change the agenda now. We're just going to present some scholarships. Who's taking on that?
I can speak about the scholarships. So as announced at the high school graduation by Mr. Pappas, we had two scholarships to give away. The AHEPA Janus and Stellers scholarship, one for a boy, one for a girl candidate. They were $1,500 each. And we're happy to announce today that we have our two recipients. The girl candidate is Nidhi Patel. No introductions needed. She was our salutatorian. Excellent student. She's going to Temple honors program for pre-med, I believe. I hope she's here and she can tell us herself. And then our second recipient is Joshua McCree. He also was one of the speakers at the graduation. Joshua is right now already at Cornell. He has already studied, or he should be. He has already studied his further education, I guess. So congratulations to both. We are expecting to hear from you.
I think Ken was showing the picture of it. Ken, do you want to show it again?
Are they on? Would they like to say something? Is Nidhi or Joshua on? Joshua is here. Can somebody unmute him? Can he unmute himself?
He should be able to unmute himself. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, hello, everyone. My name, like mentioned, is Joshua McCray. And I just wanted to thank you so much for honoring me with this scholarship. And it's such an honor to receive such a great gift to help further my education. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations, Joshua. Well deserved.
Is Nidhi on? Now, actually, there is she's not on the call because she came to the school and Mrs. Patel at the table along with John needs to present the text. So maybe she's not at home yet. Congratulations to both of you.
Congratulations and well deserved. Thanks. Next up on Next up is public comments. Val, I know you had sent a few. Do we have anybody else queued up that wants to speak, or do they just want you to read the public comments?
I think Ms. Marie Humphrey wanted to address the board.
Good evening. I appreciate the opportunity. I did just want to ask, and I am saying that as a educator and a working parent, when I first got the email about the new grading system, I kind of thought it was for this getting us through this COVID season that we had. And so I came to the meeting tonight to just ask about the grading system and to get some clarification. I am worried that my understanding of it for our high school kids, I can understand the littler grades having the system that is seems to be in place. But I think that as our high school kids, they need to be prepared for not everything being given over and over chances. We have our child enrolled in the school because of the academic excellence that is expected of the kids. And I was wondering if there's any board input as far as, or can you clarify the grading system for me? Because it might be that I have a misconception of it. And then I guess I would just ask for evidence for the change to the grading system that has been implemented.
Ms. Humphrey, thank you for the comments. Do we have any other public comments, Valerie?
Those are all that I have.
Okay, thank you. I guess next up would be the head of school report, Mr. Pappas.
Okay. Am I coming through? It's working? Okay. All right. So I'm going to share my screen really quickly before we get started here. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We will begin like we typically do, which is our first update, which is COVID-related stuff and notes. For this particular month, we have been tracking our campus vaccination rates through a voluntary survey. And at this time, 94 staff responses on the voluntary survey were made, and 86 staff members were fully vaccinated. 8 staff members were not. That gives us a 91% vaccination rate for those who completed the survey. We do believe that although the numbers may not be quite that high for everybody else, we do believe that most of our staff is vaccinated, which will give us kind of that that upper hand, so to speak, on some of these new variants that we're hearing about and things like that. We also would like to report that we have partnered up with the Delaware Department of Public Health and also Quidel to become a pilot school for a testing program that will be run through the state and through our school. This will not only benefit us in the sense of allowing us a pathway to remain open, even if other variants come out or even if the situations change. And as an organization, we do prioritize making sure that we can get our students to school in front of teachers, because we do believe that that is the best instructional model moving forward. So we are moving forward with having this as our system for the summer and our summer LEAP program. You will hear more about it moving forward. We'll send out some more information in our Thursday throwdowns that we send out every single week, and as we go through the summer, so you can hear about where we are. As I've mentioned in the past, the intention of the school is to go ahead and open the school full in person. We did also send a survey out to our families about like what the feelings are within our own community about in-person instruction versus virtual instruction, or having an option for a virtual academy or a virtual school, so to speak. And 92% of participants indicated that they are interested in an in-person model only. So it's a overwhelmingly large response indicating that we would like an in-person model. Moving on to where we are with our flagpole initiative, which is again, one of these initiatives that we started to as part of our fundraising revamping, which we set a goal for $80,000 for this. We're still continuing people to you know, help us with this and go ahead and buy your brick. And there's a area where you can click on the link if you'd like. Share the opportunity out. A courtyard with a bench is being planned for the flagpole area around Building 21. That's one of our summer projects, so you'll see that coming up. Following our meeting with our consultants, we've started to build a new infrastructure that we've talked about before. We're adding support staff to help our fundraising committee as we move into the 21-22 year. You may hear that from the fundraising committee specifically. So we're in the finalization process of bringing those staff members on board, which will help us a lot with larger fundraising initiatives. For the culture focus, there's a lot of things that we have going on. So we are moving our parent education seminars, like I said before, to the fall for the entire K-12 system. And parents will have opportunities to learn about restorative practices, equity practices, which does include our grading policy, SEL education, mental health, and various other topics that are pertaining to 21st century learning. This is particularly important, especially with the comment that came up in the board meeting today. Our grading policy does actually position our students better for them to be not only competitive, but to rise to the top of the competitive aspects of getting into the most competitive schools in the nation. The program is set up in such a way that we would be able to do that. The parent education program will indicate that as we go through it. Certainly anybody is welcome to email me to elias.pappas@k12.de.us, and we can set up a meeting if anybody wants to talk about it. But the policies that we've put in place are always put in place to make our students more competitively advantageous compared to other students across the country. And this program will do that for our students. Moving on from that, our OCS's fourth dimension diversity, equity, and inclusion work is concluded at this time. We, as a leadership team, have gone through all of our training that we were supposed to go through, and we set up some goals as well. There are some proposed goals that have attached to this that we've talked about and came up in our small groups. And certainly when I publish this to the website, you can take a look at some of those goals that we have. These goals will lead to some of the overarching ideas that we have as school-wide objectives for the following year and for the years to come. You know, for us, diversity, equity, and inclusion is not something that we're doing on the side. It's the focus of our vision and mission moving forward. And it will be part of a 3 to 5 year strategic plan that we're creating. We're also building community level events. As you know, all of you probably know, we had some beautiful graduations over the weekend. Four altogether that we talked about. 12th grade graduation did occur on the 5th of June and was a resounding success. We really enjoyed having Principal L over there as well as our keynote speaker. Very inspirational overall. A lot of tears, a lot of joy for our graduates. We want to congratulate them. These ceremonies will be posted on our they have been posted on social media outlets, but they'll also be posted on the website so that if you didn't get a chance to see them, we do encourage you to go see them because they were absolutely spectacular. They were phenomenal events. The kinder graduation was absolutely adorable, and it was a huge hit with the families and everybody who attended. It's a new tradition for our school, and I'm proud to report that we will be continuing this moving forward because our students have accomplished a lot, and we deserve to celebrate those accomplishments. The fifth and the eighth grade graduations also occurred the same day as the kinder graduation, finishing off our what I'm going to call our graduation season. All three events had over 600 participants, actually higher than that. We had over 800 chairs and they were all full. So we had a lot of people that attended these events. They were very, very highly attended and quite successful. The PTO helped us with gifts for honored guests and our senior gifts. So we really appreciate them and their support of that. There's a lot of other people to shout out as well because it took a small army to execute this weekend the way that we did. Food services, everybody. We'll talk about some of these things in a bit. And thanks to I would be remiss if I didn't spend a moment and really thank our cooking club and Dr. Malonis. They made 2,000 cheese pies, cheese turnovers for the graduation. And we handed them out at every single one of them. So that was fantastic as well. I'd like to specifically shout out the food services department for preparing and serving out specific meals this month, 26,476 meals in the month of May for a federal reimbursement claim that was submitted for $91,556.71. That is our largest ever. So really, really impressive what they were able to do, especially coming out of the COVID and being able to do that. Shout out to them. On June 8th, our transportation department navigated unprecedented traffic conditions from the I-95 catastrophe that we all know about and was able to get all the students on a bus and home safely in a timely manner. So we wanted to shout out transportation for being able to do that. Facilities partnering with members of the administration, they managed the setup and the disassembly of over 1,400 chairs, tents, tables, stages, and vendors over a 7-day period to help us with these celebrations. IT, what you may have noticed, or if you haven't noticed on the campus, is that we have increased security cameras, and we also have an extended Wi-Fi capability outdoors, which is also helping us with some of these events and our movement to having more things happening outdoors for us. From a marketing perspective, I'm very proud to announce that Odyssey Charter was voted top school in Northern Delaware by the 2021 First State Favorites competition. So kudos to everybody who participated and congratulations to Odyssey for doing that. Some building level updates. The lower school, the end of the year was a joy for all of our students and staff and everybody that was there. We had 158 students live at the graduation and again, over 600 guests. We had field days for the kids and they were adorable with virtual and in-person students invited and we had fun activity days throughout the entire time. I can also tell you, even for the fifth grade one, we had thunderstorms the day the fifth grade had them or the intermediate building had them. And we had them in the hallways and that was quite adorable as well. It was a lot of fun to see that happening in our hallways as well. And kudos to all the teachers for making that adjustment in such a difficult situation. Renee Bruno, our PE teacher, along with the rest of the specialists who organized the field day, even though we had to depart from our original plan, that was pretty awesome. Students also enjoyed a moving up week, getting a sneak peek at the next years in the classrooms and meeting their teachers via Flipgrids. There were little Flipgrid videos that were made and they got to watch them and wishing them well in their middle school experience. This is part of our strategic plan that we have to create more continuity between the transitions from one school to the other. And it will also obviously help with that feeling that we want you to always stay with Odyssey throughout your entire educational journey. The middle school also just finished winding down. We talked about the movie night a little while ago. That was a huge success. We honored some spring inductees for that. And for the high school, I'll get to in a minute. From a curriculum perspective, we are looking forward to expanding our curriculum programs throughout the school. In grades 6 through 12, we are purchasing a new ELA curriculum, which is the McGraw-Hill Study Sync curriculum. There were several that were vetted, and this was the one that was determined to be the most rigorous for our students. but also aligns standards-based and is the most diverse of the ones that we found. ELA textbooks and other materials for instructional practices, authentic reading, writing, speaking, listening, language are all part of this. The teachers will be participating in professional development over the summer to get us ready for the implementation in the fall. Moving on to some high school updates. Total number of applications as of 4/21 was 195. We had 71% of our students applying to at least one school, and 33% of the students have reported merit scholarships. One third of our students got merit scholarships to the tune of about $1.6 million. And we had about two thirds of our students complete their FAFSAs. Again, we've talked about this from the last time. We are poised to bring in our largest group of freshmen, high school freshmen that we've ever had at the school. And we do project our enrollment for next year to exceed 2,000 students, which is an increase of about 80 students from the previous year. Students who are joining our freshman class have also gotten these extra boxes that we've sent out. And I do want to recognize the high school and all of the teachers in the high school that worked very, very hard to get all 60 of our seniors across the finish line and graduating on time, despite all the challenges of COVID. It's a huge undertaking. So congratulations to everybody who helped get that to happen. So we talked about the enrollment already. The DEI is done. Visual branding is about pretty much at the same point. Right now, what we're working on with the visual branding is actually taking some of the monies that we've raised from our fundraising activities and the building activities. One thing that's on the books for this summer, we're currently getting quotes for a scoreboard on the field. We also marked the field with a huge owl. You may have seen it. That will be permanent over there. So it's always going to be a branded field with our big intimidating owl on there. And we're also putting bleachers in this summer. Then we're changing some of the signage that you're going to see. We have set a goal for the summer to remove any indications of DuPont from the buildings by the time we come back in the fall. So you should be able to see signage in front of all of the schools in the fall that indicate that this is Odyssey Charter School and not the former DuPont buildings. So that's kind of where we stand for that. I think for the financial update, I want to kind of turn it over to Jeff.
Perfect.
Is he on the call?
Yeah, can you hear me? Thanks.
Well, I guess he'll do it on it separately, so I'll wait for that. Transportation, obviously, we're excited for the summer. The bus drivers are off and are ready to start for a minute, but there is some summer learning that's going on. And look for an email about that summer learning and the schedule for that coming up. And there will be other communications that will validate what our bus stops are moving forward. From a student services perspective for the summer learning leap is from July 12th to August 5th, Monday through Thursday, 8:15 to 12:15. It is an invitation only, and emails have been sent out for this. The summer virtual learning asynchronous program is available to all students K through 8, and it will be available through the website in the near future. The special education summer ESY extended school year and 12-month plan is July 12th to August 5th, Monday through Thursday, 8:15 to 12:15. And again, that's an invitation only piece. In terms of MTSS, the new regulations out for July 1st are available for view through our Delaware Department of Education website. Problem solving team and the process for each school will be put into place. And we are working with other charters and the Department of Education to support with best practices in our new areas of support. Special education, we have new regulations for eligibility beginning July 1st. We have a full-time ED at each school who will also support instructional practices for specially designed instruction and targeted interventions found in our research-based and best practices approach. Spire, Road to Reading, Read Naturally, Math Navigator, Freki, and Reading Rewards. All of these are part of the program that we are putting in place right now. These are all vetted programs and have been showing promising results. Most of them are written into the grants that we have. The audit results and next steps are with corrective action plan are being done right now. In terms of trainings for next year, we have standards-based IEPs and the transition students to adult life training. We have monthly ED meetings and we have differentiated instruction and accommodations and modifications. All of this also feeds into the larger vision that we have as a school of embedding next year the RTI program into the daily into the daily schedule. This is a very strategic approach that we're using because it is the only time that you can have all the professionals in the room with the students with very, very high attendance. If you try to do this before school or after school, you would end up in a position where not all the students would be able to come, and then you wouldn't be able to have the maximum impact. So we did adapt all of our schedules K through 12 to allow for this to occur so that we can do our reinforcement, tutoring, and supplemental support within the school day. This is a huge, huge shift and a step forward for the organization. I'll speak to a little bit of the financial updates as I can speak to them. And then of course, I know that Jeff has his own section for this. Revenues received during May include receipts of $1.35 million about from the ARP and ESSER 3 without an offsetting expense, as it will be completely carried out into the next fiscal year. Food services proceeds for meal reimbursements will exceed $90,000 for the first time in June and is included in the projections as such. The food services team prepared, like we said before, over 26,000 meals during the month of May. Efficiencies found in our expenses at the year-end approaches have directly correlated to an increase of the cash on hand that we have, which is projected to increase to approximately $300,000. This increase will be a mix of the restricted and unrestricted cash balance. These are things that we have talked about in the past. Based on the preliminary projections that we have, we expect to have a restricted cash balance as of the end of June of $1.83 million. 1.3 of that being the ARP ESSER 3 funds, 300,000 ESSER 2 and 200,000 other consolidated grants. As a result, we are showing a positive variance to the final budget for approximately $2.42 million, of which $600,000 is unrestricted. The projected year-end cash on hand is at $6.8 million, of which $5 million is unrestricted. Our unrestricted cash basis investor reports is at 1.67 debt coverage ratio, compared to the required 1.1, it's quite higher, and 73.46 estimated days of cash on hand when our requirement is at 60 by year end. So that's pretty much all I have for everybody today. And I'm gonna turn it over to whoever goes next.
Before you turn it over, I just wanna know if anybody had any questions for Mr. Pappas.
What percentage of the ninth grade class is transitioning to high school?
Eighth grade class.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact data yet, but it's still relatively low as a school. It's probably.
I know you said 40s. We had the largest high school incoming class, but.
Yeah, it is. It's going to end up being the largest class that we've ever recruited, but it's still not where we would like the projections to be. We want it to be close to 70%. Typically, what you see in most schools is that there is a huge variance from eighth grade and K through 12s because a lot of families just want to see something different for their high school experience. But usually, we want to try to be somewhere in that two-thirds range as an organization. And that's what we set as a goal for ourselves.
Quick question as well too on the IT infrastructure. I know we're going to a one-to-one computer for all students. Do we have all those ordered, and will we get them in time for, let's say, the new kids that are coming into the school?
Yeah, we should be perfectly set up for that.
All right. Mm-hmm. I know there were challenges last year, and it took a while to get all the systems in, but as long as we have that, that's good. Okay, are we shifting over to Jeff for the finances?
Sure, that sounds good. I will go through our
just to quickly follow up. We just got a follow up and looked it up. It's currently hovering around 45% for our conversion rate this year, which is definitely an improvement from last year's, which was our lowest that we've had. It was in the 30s last year.
A couple things. You can see my dad thrown now on this recorded board meeting. I wanted to thank members of the business office team for throwing me a little baby sprinkle today that I had no clue about. I'm a spoiled leader of theirs. So now this is in the records for all time. Elias went through most of the details on the financial report, so I'll just go through basically the web report aspect of it, and then if there's any questions, we can go over those. So as we've reviewed previously, the final budgeted revenues are just north of $33 million, and revenues collected to date are $33.8 million, or 103% of the budget. The biggest aspect of that is that at the time of the final budget, the ARP ESSER III grant was not finalized in that capacity. So that $1.3 million on top of federal funding, it was not part of the calculus for the final budget. So that's just a new added piece, which again, we are not putting an offsetting expense to at this point, because that'll all, it'll be carried in its entirety over to FY22. The revenues received during May, again, there's kind of one outlier as far as the 1.3 goes. The rest are kind of your normal monthly activities, from rent proceeds to cafeteria proceeds, aftercare, and so on. On the expenditure side, the final budgeted expenditures are just over $28.5 million, and expenses to date are $24.8 million, or 87% of the budget, and us being having the financials through May 31st represents 92% of the fiscal year. So we are trending in the right direction there. As far as the web report goes, that kind of just summarizes all of the actuals of the projections we talked about. As Elias mentioned, we are looking at projecting right now about $6.8 million of a total cash on hand. And I think this year and moving forward, as I've explained a little bit, a differentiating restricted and unrestricted is going to be important, because we'll have the most amount of federal fund carryover than we've ever had. And so right now we're looking at unrestricted cash balance at year end of approximately $5 million, as we're still going through and paying bills finalizing POs from this year before the state system shuts down next week. So we'll have a better idea once we get into early July, obviously, where we landed. Any questions?
Any questions for Jeff on the finances?
Hey, Jeff, just on the web report, will federal funds always indicate the restricted funds?
So yes, the federal funds are restricted specifically for those grants. So yes, I would say that would be accurate.
So some of those are unrestricted and some are restricted. Is that correct?
Of the federal funds?
Yeah.
No, we're considering all of the federal funds restricted.
Okay. Any other questions for Jeff on the finances? Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Do you want me to leave it up for the vote?
I move to approve the web report.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
All in second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. You can put that on the website. Next up, Greek program report, Dr. Mathiudakis.
Good evening. So we are happy to announce that last week we received the results of the International Kangaroo Math and Logic Competition in Greek, in which we had 47 students from second, third, and fourth grade. We had some remarkable results, and I'm going to announce the top three, the three top scorers from each grade. So based on the number of the correct answers, the names of the top scorers are: from second grade, first place, Rebecca Rodriguez; second place, Tanish Samant; third place, Alina Lee. From the third grade, our top scorers were first place, Diana Petrovsky; second place, Abigyan Pathak; third place, Anaga Kuricheti. From fourth grade, our top scorers were Oyas Mundada; second place, Dimitri Thomas; and third place, Jasmine Shai. So this was an amazing achievement, given that the questions are in Greek in this test, and the same test is taken by Greek students in Greece. The questions are not only in Greek, but they are also conceptually very difficult. We would like to congratulate our students for all the hard work they put in starting January of this year. And we would also like to thank the Greek math teachers who coach the students, Alexander Tsitsibeu, Yannis Poridis, Lia Tanyu, Vicky Woulis, and Vasilis Gidoglou. And of course, all the parents for supporting this wonderful and exciting opportunity for our students. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marina. Anybody have any questions for Dr. Marina on her report? Thank you. Any updates from the CBOC?
No, no report.
No report. Okay, thank you. Do we have all the updated minutes for all the meetings for that event, as well as any canceled meetings?
100%. Everything is online.
Okay.
Yep.
I haven't checked. I know if we have a meeting scheduled and it's canceled, we should list it as that, because then
don't even worry about it. I got it.
Ask questions. I got it. Okay, thank you. Committee reports.
Can you move the VNI to the end?
Because sure. I'll flip out. Immersion committee meeting.
Ana Maria, are you going to talk or what?
You can.
Okay.
It's hard to
talk here. So, we met last week, and that was our last meeting. So we had the opportunity to introduce the new immersion teachers from the fourth grade, from kindergarten and second grade. We also discussed what the needs are for the program regarding the curricula, as well as the prospective expansion of the immersion in grade five in school year 2022-2023. We actually discussed what the needs of the teachers are and what we will have to take into consideration as we are moving to grade five, when we will have to take into consideration the need for dividing the classes into honors and non-honors classes. So there were some interesting ideas and suggestions, and we are looking forward to discussing further next year. Ana Maria, I'm not sure if I'm forgetting something.
When's the next immersion meeting? Probably September. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to sit in. Or can you send me, the briefing of the outcomes of kind of how that is affecting the staff inputs from the immersion program through the fifth grade? Was that part of the briefing?
Elias, I know that. Yes, I know. I'm preparing that, and it was such a busy time, so I think that I'm going to have that ready very soon. I know that this is something that we have discussed in the past, how this is going to affect the staff. Yeah.
Yeah, and at least if it's briefed at the September meeting, just let me know when it's available for the board would like to look at it.
You could have it before September.
Yes, whenever it's ready.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Fundraising committee.
Marianna. George is here, so I can give the report. Basically, that we are looking to get some consultants on board so that we can organize all of our fundraising activities. There are lots of different things happening, different places. We need to figure out how to support all the various initiatives and make plans for fundraising in the fall. So we're kind of creating the groundwork for it. And we don't have a date yet for when our next meeting is, or how we want the role of the fundraising committee to evolve.
All right. No, thank you, Marianne. Great work. Looking forward to having Carl come on to help support and driving the fundraising as well. Any questions for Marianne? Next up, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Helen was supposed to give the report, but she had to step out for a call. I can fill in, I guess. We met on June 1st. All the subcommittees have done a substantial amount of work. We also met today with the administration, and we are trying to find a way to move forward, a path where the ideas, the data collecting, the all the work the subcommittees do can be implemented and become policy. So we're going to be working with the administration to find that way forward.
All right, thank you, Eva. Great work on the committee with you and Helen. Any questions for Eva on the DE&I committee meeting? Okay, that's it for committee reports. Next up is a PTO report. Is anyone from PTO on to provide a report? Okay, we'll move on to new business. First item, clarifying previous executive session votes. And so there was a vote last week that came out of executive session. We just need to clarify, provide a little more specificity on that vote. And so do we have a motion for that vote?
Yeah. So I move that consistent with the discussions in last week's executive session, we reject the hiring committee's recommendation for the director of instruction position. Okay, I'm going to do it louder. So I move that consistent with the discussions in last week's executive session, we reject the hiring committee's recommendation for the director of instruction position.
Is there a second for that vote?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I didn't vote. It was unanimous, so I didn't need to vote. I'll stay for that vote. Next up, we had some discussion on questions about organizational charts. Do we have a motion for that?
Yeah, I think we just need to understand the organization. We want to see the organization and understand the process when we repost the positions. I don't think we need a motion to ask for org charts. I think Elias is going to provide us with some org charts, correct? Elia, you're going to provide us with some org charts, correct?
The org charts were provided this afternoon again.
Right. So do we need a motion? I don't think we need any kind of a motion. Yeah, I mean, because
so we can review those and see if we need to come back for additional information as we move forward.
I think it's just a path forward. That's all.
And you did all the
path. Review so we can move quickly, so we can have a path forward.
But we don't need. Are you suggesting a motion for that at this time, or?
I don't think we need a motion.
Okay.
There's nothing to move on. There's nothing we need to move on.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we're good. Next up, appointment renewal of directors. So in the June timeframe, typically we appoint new directors or renew current directors whose terms are ending. Can you hear me? So in the June timeframe, is when we terms expire and we renew, either add new board members on or renew expiring terms. So from the AHEPA side, I received notification from the AHEPA that they are renewing the appointment of Anna Marie Anagnostou, who is expiring at the end of this term. So she's going to be renewed for an additional 3 years term. So congratulations. Looking forward to another 3 years. On the non-AHEPA side, we had a discussion, and we didn't have an opportunity to convene the non-AHEPA nominating committee. So what we're going to do is next week, we're going to hold a non-AHEPA nominating committee meeting to discuss those actions. We have two renewals up for the non-AHEPA, Paul Brooks and Rodrigo Torres. So we're going to discuss those non-AHEPA nominating committee and then provide recommendations back to the full non-AHEPA group for review and vote on that. So we should have a decision back before the end of June on the non-AHEPA renewals. Anybody have any questions on that?
Can you remind me, are there any non-AHEPA directors who are not on the nominating committee?
Yes.
So who is and who's not? I can't remember.
From what I understand, who is formally on the non-AHEPA nominating committee is myself, Aaron Allard, Eva Janelli, and Marianne Yarrow. But any non-AHEPA nominating committee recommendations need to come to the full non-AHEPA group for a vote. So those are just recommendations from that group. Do we have any other questions? Doesn't mean everybody can attend and join, so it doesn't restrict anybody from attending or participating. So we can move on to good of the school. Any comments, questions, statements, go to the school, anything?
I think I did it in the other part.
All the good things were already related in the head of school report. Excellent. All right, thank you. Do we have a need to go into executive session? We had discussed it previously, but I don't think so. Okay. So barring that, we're done for the evening. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion, meeting is adjourned 6:52 PM. Thank you, everybody.